Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Hello and welcome to Money Girls, quick and dirty tips for a richer life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. In this episode, I'll discuss payroll tax withholding, understand what exactly is taken out of your paycheck, and when you'll need to adjust your allowances. Ah, the holidays, parties, shopping, time with family and friends. But for some of us, holidays do not mean business stops. If you're traveling during the holidays or need time off, you may need to stay connected to your work. I plan on using GoToMyPC to access my home computer while visiting the in-laws. I can access any file or program. I don't need to haul my laptop with me or copy important docs to a flash drive. GoToMyPC gives me peace of mind because I can access anything on my computer from anywhere. Money Girl listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. When you take a new job, one of the forms you complete for your employer is the W-4. This form tells your employer how much taxes should be taken out of your pay. The money that comes out of your gross check is called withholding because it's withheld from you and goes to the government instead. Federal income tax is called a pay-as-you-go tax because you must pay up as you earn money during the year. Withholding is a tax collection method that benefits the government because it reduces the chance of tax evasion. It also puts the administrative burden of collection on employers who are required to calculate and submit income taxes on behalf of their employees. Your tax withholding is based on the number of allowances you claim on Form W-4. An allowance is the same as an exemption from tax. The more allowances you claim, the less federal income tax will be taken out of your paycheck. It's important to note that you can file a new W-4 with your employer anytime your personal situation changes. You can adjust the number of allowances to avoid having too much or too little tax withheld. Your goal should be to have your withholding match the actual amount of tax you will owe. If too little tax is withheld, you'll owe taxes at the end of the year and may also have to pay interest plus a penalty for not paying on time. If too much tax is withheld, you lose the use of those funds until your money is refunded. It's a good idea to review your tax withholding at the beginning of each year. Some employers may send out a reminder notice about this, but others may not. Significant events such as marriage, divorce, the birth or adoption of a child, retirement, or the purchase of a new home will affect your tax liability. Other changes that affect income, such as losing a job, taking on an additional job, or an increase or decrease in salary, should prompt you to review your withholding any time in the year. Adjustments to income, such as a student loan interest deduction or alimony, will affect your tax liability. Changes in itemized deductions or tax credits like medical expenses, education credits, and child tax credits should also be a signal to review withholding. If you have additional income not subject to withholding, such as interest, dividends, capital gains, etc., you'll want to make sure you have enough tax being withheld. I'll put a link in the show notes at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com to the IRS publication 919 titled, How Do I Adjust My Tax Withholding? Employers are required to withhold four different types of taxes from employees' paychecks. These are number 1, federal income taxes, number 2, state income taxes, Number 3, Social Security taxes. And 4, Medicare taxes.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The last two, Social Security and Medicare, are collectively called FICA. This stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Act tax. Most of you know that Medicare is the federal program that provides hospital insurance benefits once you reach the age of 65. The benefits provided by Social Security are summarized by the program's official name, OASDI. This acronym stands for Old Age, Survivors, and Disability Insurance. Many people don't realize that employers are also required to pay a matching amount of FICA for each of their employees with every paycheck. So the amount of Social Security retirement benefits that you will receive is directly related to the amount that you and your various employers have paid into the program over your entire working career. In 2008 and 2009, the tax rate for Social Security is 6.2%. So employers withhold this amount from your gross wages in addition to paying another 6.2% of the company's money for you. This tax is paid in each year until a wage threshold is reached. For 2008, the wage threshold is $102,000, and it will be raised to $106,800 in 2009. Once you earn the wage base amount, neither you nor your employer must pay any more Social Security tax. The Medicare tax rate is currently 1.45%. There is no wage base for the Medicare portion of FICA tax, so both the employee and the employer pay a combined total of 2.9%, no matter how much is earned. If you're self-employed, you pay both the employee and employer side of FICA tax for a grand total of 15.3%. That's 12.4% for the Social Security portion up to the wage threshold and 2.9% for the Medicare portion. In addition to the FICA matching, an employer must also pay federal unemployment taxes, called FUTA, FUTA, and state unemployment taxes, or SUTA, SUTA. I'll put a link in the show notes for more information on these taxes. If you're interested in learning more about income taxes, see the Treasury website at treas.gov for their fact sheet on the history of the U.S. tax system. I'm glad you're listening. If you're not already receiving the show through a podcast aggregator such as iTunes, I highly recommend that you do so. Subscribing to the show through iTunes is completely free and simply means that you get each new episode as soon as it's released. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday, so subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.